Well, Aucklanders will learn today if the city is to move to alert level 3 this week. Experts do seem to be in agreement that they don't know which way the government will go. What is known, however, is that the lockdown to date, the longest in New Zealand since the pandemic began, has come at a tremendous cost for the team of 1.6 million. The mayor of the city well understands the economic, psychological and cultural effect of these tough restrictions of recent weeks. Phil Goff, the mayor, is with us now. Morena.
Morena, Susie.
You were listening there to Michael Plank. Should it be another week at alert level 4 for Auckland?
Look, I think you're right in what you just said. The psychological pressures of the long level 4 lockdown are growing, and so too the financial pressures on businesses and jobs. And, you know, I always listen to the epidemiologists. They are the experts in the area. But they're looking at it through one lens, and that is, what is the least risk strategy? The least risk strategy would be to stay at level 4, but there are other implications of staying at level 4. And my inclination is to think that with nearly 80% of Aucklanders now vaccinated, with alert level 3 still being very restrictive and capable of constraining spread, that it's time to move back.
When you say that 80% of Aucklanders are vaccinated, that's not necessarily fully vaccinated, though, is it? So how significant is it that when you've suddenly got cases popping up elsewhere in the country, would it be reckless to put Auckland down to level 3?
No, I don't think the government's going to take a reckless decision. They're going to weigh the risks, and that's what we all have to do. They'll have the benefit of advice by Ashley Bloomfield that I don't have in front of me at the moment in terms of the implications of the transmission into the border area at Mangatangi, and, of course, the persistently significant level of new cases emerging. But what if we go another week, another fortnight, and there's still 20, 25 cases? How long can you keep a city totally closed down with all of the pressures, you know, just the psychological pressures on families that are separated from each other, the pressures on businesses, the pressures on people who don't have income coming in? And I know the government's working hard with wage subsidies and resurgence payments, but there are a lot of businesses and a lot of people that are just on the edge at the moment. And I think you've got to weigh that into the balance when you make the decision. As I said before, level 3 is not open slather. It's still highly restrictive, but it at least allows the construction industry to get back to work. It maybe allows a slightly bigger bubble for families that, you know, where one individual's been living alone. And, you know...
But if elimination strategy is to be pursued, which is what we understand the government is wanting to do, you heard Michael Plank there saying that it is harder to do that at level 3. So why would we throw it all away now?
Well, I've argued that right up till now, that, you know, let's stay the course, let's go the distance, let's finish the job. The problem is there is a degree of uncertainty about when, quote unquote, the job will be finished. And, you know, I don't think, and I don't think anybody thinks, that you can stay indefinitely at level 4. And what I'm saying is that level 3 has still got the constraints in place that can prevent the spread of the disease. Yes, there's a degree of risk in it, but there's also a risk in the real pressure on people and losing the social license, the mandate, to continue to get people complying with lockdown. Auckland has, by and large, have done really well so far, but there'll be a limit to their endurance of that.
But do you think the endurance can't go another week?
Well, the difficulty is you could go another week and find that you are still in the same situation. What I'm saying is at level 3, you can by and large constrict movement such that you would have most of the tools available to you to stop the spread of the disease while taking a little bit of the edge off the pressure on people and the pressure on jobs.
So is the real pressure point, I suppose there are several pressure points, but some of the main ones, you're obviously advocating for the construction industry to begin again, which would happen at level 3. Is it psychologically becoming impossible for many people that they are in situations that are too hard for too long?
Yeah, look, I'm getting a lot more of that feedback than I got last time, that people are feeling under immense pressure. And just allowing more people to get back to work, allowing click and collect, including hospitality and retail, and allowing a slightly bigger bubble, that might be the balance of the risk that you're prepared to take while still keeping really strong restrictions in place. Our level three is probably much stronger than a total lockdown, what they call a total lockdown across the Tasman in Australia. We all want to see the disease eliminated. We know it's a hell of a lot harder than Delta. We've gone the distance so far. We've done the 33 days. And I think people are just looking for a little bit of hope to say we don't want to take a big risk, but we do want to see get some semblance of a track back to normality as quickly as possible. And at least on this occasion, unlike the last alert level four, we'll have 80% of Aucklanders with at least one vaccination. Yeah, not two, but one provides a fair degree of protection. And the rate at which we're vaccinating, we'll get both of those figures, double vax and single vax, up, I think, quite significantly in the next week.
Thank you very much, Phil Goff, the Mayor of Auckland.